Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dream to the Ivy League.
Today, our topic is, why are we leaving home? First, let's bring you a brief introduction.
I'm Alice.
I'm Margaret.
Recent statistics show that young people are heading abroad in ever-increasing numbers. From 1998 to 2015, the sum of Chinese students starting abroad added up to more than 300 million, most of which comprised a number of recent years. Meanwhile, the trend of juvenization is significant. Compared with the previous situation, nowadays, more and more high school students are choosing foreign universities to get a master's degree, and even some young children prefer foreign education at an early stage. Generally, U.S. is the top choice of most students. Just like the name of our program, Dream to the Ivy League, the popularity of the cross-Pacific country is decreasing, though. Other English-speaking countries like UK, Australia, Canada, and Singapore are in students' consideration as well, and non-English-speaking countries like France, Germany, and Japan are playing bigger roles than before.
When it comes to the majors, business administration is the hottest choice, followed by science and engineering, especially information technology, and then education, mass communication, and medicine. After the experience of overseas studying, a sizable proportion of these students would come back, and it's getting higher and higher. However, nearly all the most excellent students would choose to stay, for they can have more opportunities, broader views, better environment, and maybe most importantly, more salary. In the past, some students may choose to go abroad to avoid the mountain pressure of college entrance examinations in China. But things are totally different now. More and more students are going out seeking for further and more sophisticated education. So, with all these considerations, before we Ivy League dreamers start dreaming, maybe we should set a new question for ourselves. Why are we leaving home? The earlier we think through this question, the better we'd get ready for the brand new journey.
Hello guys, welcome to our part, Word and Slang. In this part, we'll introduce you lots of words and expressions about studying abroad. The first one, academic year, is a unit that make up the school year. It has the same meaning as term and semester. And next is academic advisor, a professor or staff member of a school to assist students in their academic studies. Do you know advanced placement? When applying for American university, you can pass an exam or transfer credit and straight into freshman year, junior or senior. It has the same meaning as advanced standing, curriculum vitae or CV. In fact, it's a cheat, combining your education, research experience, professional experience, etc. together in a structured way, similar to your resume. This table is equal to the resume used by the academic community. As for students studying abroad, there are many kinds of names, such as students abroad, return students, and foreign students. If you have finished your college work and come back home, people will call you overseas or returnees.
All the words above are just about students who have already studied abroad. But what are expressions relevant to preparing going abroad? As we all know, one wants to go abroad must have a good grade. This result comes from your GPA, which means grade point average. You can also call it grade point. The higher GPA you get, the better college you go to. So if you plan to go abroad, study hard and value every exam. And of course, you should learn English well. Except grades, you need a teacher to write a letter for you, which includes your advantages. We call this kind of letter recommendation. When you're in a foreign country, the native speaker speaks English a little differently from the English we learn in the textbook. So we need to learn some verbal expressions. For example, if you want to convey your attitude, you can say, "That's good." But a native speaker may probably said, "That's neat." And there are many other expressions like this. You can say, "Who's calling?" instead of, "Who's that?" while someone is calling you. And the sentences, "You have my word," means making a commitment to someone. These are today's Word and Slang. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Today's Free Talk part. This part is presented by Joseph, Israel, and Chloe. And today we have three high school seniors talking about overseas studies. And they're having lunch in the student canteen right now. Let's find out what happened then.
Hey guys, I heard that Amy is planning overseas study next semester.
Really? I want to study abroad too.
Just good then, where do you want to go?
America, of course. They have some of the best teachers and research teams.
That is too far away for me. Wouldn't you miss your family from time to time? And would you get accustomed to the food there?
I haven't thought about that, actually. You've got a point. But the experience must be so unique and unforgettable. And I wouldn't want to miss that just for homesickness or fear for new challenges. Because, you know, all those Broadway performances and Las Vegas Carnival? Well, irresistible.
Now, maybe you can go to other countries in Asia, such as Korea and Japan or Thailand, even. And I'm even happy that's similar. Life there is going to be way easier than it is in America. By the way, I love Japanese animation.
I want to study in Korea once, you know, for they have the best idols in the world. K-pop, my favorite. But there's gonna be language barriers if you're going to these non-English speaking countries. And Korean is really difficult to learn. I bet Japanese is too.
Well then, maybe a good chance for you to learn another language. Wouldn't that be great? I bet it will help you a lot someday in the future.
I wouldn't say that for an untalented language learner like me. I would rather take long flights to the other shore of the Pacific.
But there's gonna be time difference. You can miss a lot of your girlfriend's phone calls, and it is inconvenient for you to communicate.
But that's annoying. Then I guess Singapore is the best option.
Well, for a single person like me, I have no such worry. But I dream of finding a foreign girlfriend.
Oh, really? Good for you. It's good to have dreams these days.
But it's not that much easy to study abroad nowadays, you know?
Yes, I've heard that the conditions for admission is really strict. And Amy applied for approximately 10 schools, but only received 2 or 3 offers.
That's cruel. And one has to take all those TOEFL exams and SAT. And it's frustrating.
Yeah, that's really a huge pressure. And the tuition fee is actually a large sum of money.
Even if I can afford that, I have to get in first.
Indeed, and the course is not going to be easy. What if we can be graduated?
Wow, that's intimidating.
Hey, don't be such a coward. Man up there, if you really decide to go out there, just bring out the best of yourself. Don't think too much, alright? Well, I'll prepare for IELTS. See ya.
See you.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Free Talk. Today we're going to talk about studying abroad. Nowadays, quite a lot of students have made a choice to study abroad. Are you attracted to this option? Would you like to be one of them?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so why so?
Because I think in different countries means different opportunities and different culture.
I always want to face some different cultures and different
values.
Yeah.
Okay, you mean they can widen your horizon? So what about you?
I want to go too, but I don't want to stay too far away from my home. I would miss my family, you know, and I would miss Chinese food. So I think Asian countries is a good option.
Okay, so
are you gonna be homesick?
Yeah, I think everyone is gonna be homesick from time to time.
Okay,
especially food.
Yeah.
Okay, another one. Talk about this topic.
For Asian countries, I think that Singapore might be the good choice, especially for my majority.
What is your major?
Digital media technology, especially for students who learn something about technology. Singapore is a good choice.
I think America is a better choice, but it's too far away.
Yes, if you have to choose a country in the Asian area, I think Singapore is the best choice.
Okay. How about you, Lei?
Okay, I think it's good to go outside the country to study. Learn new culture, experience new things. That with the fact that if you're in your country, you might not know some other things that exist. So when you go outside, you learn new things. So regardless of the homesick, the food and all that, I think it's a good option to experience new life some other place.
So that's why you chose to?
Yeah,
just be an exchange student in China?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I decided to come to China for my studies. Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay, next, what's your ideal destination in university?
As for me, then I would choose Korea.
Korea? Why?
Yeah, because for the K-pop, and I'm homesick, so I won't stay there long. Maybe just a semester or a year, then I'll come back home. And then I think this year would be a great time for me to travel around Korea and experience everything I want to experience. You know?
Yes, sounds interesting.
How long does it take to get the master degree in Korea?
Oh, I haven't think about that.
So it's an ideal situation for you.
Yeah, it's just one. It's just an option.
You just want to visit Korea, right?
For exchange, you know? If I'm really going to study, learn things, then I would definitely go to America, even though I would miss my family.
It's just an experience for you.
Yeah, I want to know their culture.
Yes. Yeah.
An exchange for 1 year or half a year.
Yeah, best plan.
As an exchange student.
I think international backgrounds will help you a lot when you graduate.
So, what about you?
If I go abroad, maybe I think I'll go to some European countries such as Italy or Japan.
You need to learn
language. I have compiled something about that. And they said you should spend a year or so to learn Italian language.
Italian.
In Italy. And then you get a level. You can be permitted to some Italian schools.
Is it called language school or language classes?
Language courses.
Language courses. But I think each country definitely will have. Okay, Chinese.
HSK.
Okay, Chinese. Chinese. If it's English, I think there will be a course that
you think Chinese is hard.
No,
Not really. Not really. I just think, haven't been that.
I think Chinese is difficult.
According to UN, Chinese is the hardest language in the world.
You heard that? According to people in my country, Chinese is the hardest language in the world.
But
now we can learn it, so I don't think that's the hardest language now.
How about you?
I might go America or Europe.
Why?
America is
the largest.
Yeah. It's a super country and
have any question for her?
No, continue.
I'll continue, right?
Yeah, continue.
And I love Taylor Swift. And as for Europe, it's classic.
Just a general impression.
What about you?
I have no specific opinion.
A specific opinion, okay. Yes. And you talk about this.
Maybe I would like to go to America. Because that's a classic choice.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of my classmates went there for exchange. Maybe I should pick up some of their experience.
So it's blind choice.
Yeah.
Because I did some research, but that's too much. Okay, thank you.
Okay. I know you have many plans for your dating abroad. So talk about this.
I don't think they have, because they're just freshmen here.
Yeah. Probably doing their masters. Yes. Maybe.
So, what do you think the most important factor to study abroad?
I think first you have to set your mind that you want to get something in the country you are going to. You have to prepare your mind that you want to have a purpose why you are going to, not just because your friend is studying there. That's because you watch American movies. You have to have a purpose. I'm going to America because I want to get this knowledge. So when you come to America or you go to Canada, your mind is already focused on what you want to go get. So I think that's the most important. The language, that one can still be icons, but I think if you know what you're going for, you set your mind to it, then because a foreign country is like you, is something totally different from. Like we all have said, you want to learn new culture, new experience and all that. So it's something different from what you've ever experienced before. So if you go there without a clear vision, then you have a problem. I think that's the most important. Have a vision where you're going to the country.
But I think language may be the first step.
Yeah, I think what he's talking about is like the final purpose.
Yes.
Final goal.
But I don't think everyone will see those visions before they go. It's very, really difficult.
Mm.
And you can just find it along the way.
Even from now that you're here, you already started getting to know some things that interest you, things that you don't need to work hard to just do. There's some people that they just know that they're good in writing. Every time I just like writing. Yeah. And like, yeah.
You have one thing that attracts you, and then you will find more, and then you will find your final vision.
No.
No?
No, not really. If it's that way, then I think all the countries have that same thing. Then why are you choosing that particular country?
Yeah, why do you choose China instead of other countries?
Okay.
I think we're stuck in this question.
Okay. In Africa, based on the present economic system in Africa, China is the closest country to most countries in Africa, especially my country, Nigeria.
Our relationship is good.
Not just the relationship, but they are partnering much with African countries, more than any other. You're not US, not Canada. China is one that has a partner. So, me being a young lad, and I still have in mind to actually contribute to my country and seeing the wave of the things, even though it's not very obvious to some people. And I now call the vision. So that's what I'm saying. So even though you say you are going on the way, so if it's just because of movies, then when you come there, you see that actually this was not like I expected. I come to China and all the things I've been seeing, but that's not. But I come to China because the thing I have in mind, I'm still seeing it, so I'm still working, so it makes it more easier. If I just come and I'll become frustrated here in China, not because of anything, but because it didn't meet up to my expectation. So that's the way you have other countries in the world. The country that might even give what you are looking for might not even be the top country that you hear. So in your research, in your scope of research, don't just go for the one that everybody's hearing there. You have what you want to go for, then you search it out.
So studying abroad maybe face a lot of difficulties. So if we go abroad, what difficulties? For me, for us,
great.
Great.
Scores.
Like some scores. Tests, TOEFL.
Oh, that's SAT. Before we go abroad.
Yeah.
And when we get there,
I will get there.
It's going to be tough for us to.
Everybody's going to get homesick. That shouldn't be part of the option.
Oh, I know. Maybe some culture shock.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the reality may be different from what you are expected when you are in your own country.
Yeah.
So you must find a proper way to adapt to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how to adjust this problem? How to solve this problem?
It's a difficult
question.
Yeah.
Did you get the shock?
I'm in the process. Actually, before what he said, he had researched about it. If I came to China, I researched about China. I had teachers that for some time I get to know more about China and things I need to know. So when I came, I really get the more of the culture shock. So definitely there's always going to be a culture shock for the Asian when they go to the Western part of the world. So I think like she said, make up your mind to adapt.
Yeah.
It's not the same way you think. You are trying to explain. A Chinese person is saying this, but that's not what you are saying, that the American person is hearing. It's something different. But you want them to understand you this way. Like, I'm from Africa. The way I want you to understand me this way. It's not the same way a Chinese person is understanding it. So the clash will always be there. But you just have to make up your mind. You're in a new country, and I'm the one to adapt, not the country will adapt for me. So I'm the one to adapt. So you don't try to make things, but you are the one to try to fall into the. If not, you're not going to. It will become a distraction to even you getting why you came to the country. And along the way, just tell mommy, I regret coming here. Those kind of things.
Yes. Okay. Today we only talk about studying abroad. So this is our new free talk today. See you next time.
See you.
Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。